Ministries,
KingMind.org,
Spirit of Revelation.
Being a wife married to security, Queen Vashti is considered a heroine. She impacts women everywhere who are dealing with disrespectful husbands who harbor wealth. As a woman of ethical and moral quality, the Queen stood her ground. In all relationships, and especially Christian relationships, there should be mutual respect, righteousness, and quality of shared entertainment. Today, Bible prophecy teacher Charles T. Walker teaches us on the ugly side of royalty. The wealthy and rich dispose of their wives like they spend money. And now, we tune in to Charles T. Walker.
I'd like to talk to you today from the book of Esther, chapter number 1, verse 2. It reads, "At that time King Xerxes reigned from his royal throne in the citadel of Susa, and in the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all his nobles and officials. The military leaders of Persia and Media, the princes and the nobles of the province were present." Verse number 8. "By the king's command, each guest was allowed to drink with no restrictions, for the king instructed all the wine stewards to serve each man what he wished." Verse number 10. "On the seventh day, when King Xerxes was high in spirits from drinking wine, he commanded the 7 eunuchs who served him to bring before him Queen Vashti, wearing her royal crown, in order to display her beauty to the people and nobles, for she was lovely to look at. But when the attendants delivered the king's command, Queen Vashti refused to come. Then the king became furious and burned with anger." It is apparent that Queen Vashti's marriage, by reading this story, was on rocky ground. To keep a healthy marriage does not mean to give in to insulting and unreasonable requests. It certainly doesn't mean for the other spouse to play on your weaknesses in favor of selfish interests. We can tell reading this story that Queen Vashti was a beautiful woman, and she held a personality of modesty, strength, and dignity. Proverbs chapter 31 says, "She does not eat bread of idleness." What this means is she was about business. She didn't flirt with other men as her husband, King Xerxes, requested her to do. On the other hand, we can see that King Xerxes, his character was full of pride, and he had a type of narcissistic abuse in him. Because when the queen refused his request in front of his friends, he never got over the public embarrassment. You know, he'd begin to threaten divorce as a retaliation for her refusal. Narcissists manipulate situations for their own self-interest. And when you find a prideful person that will not yield or heed to nobody's emotional feelings and does not care and have sympathy or empathy, Obadiah chapter 1 verse 4 warns that though you build high like an eagle, and though you set your nests among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. Mutuality is a important aspect in a relationship. It is an exchange. Mutual respect is the giving and receiving of acceptance for each other's. You accept each other's values, their preferences, and you also honor the things that make them unique. Honoring also means to include each other in the decision-making in the relationship. Ephesians chapter 5 gives us a good word: submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That is the mutual respect. That is the giving and receiving of one another's uniqueness and preferences and values. You know, a relationship will go south when any of these factors are continually violated. 2 important words that I want you to remember: that love and respect will hold a marriage together. One cannot operate without the other. For example, if you don't consider your wife's sensitive side and you continue to aggressively embarrass her before groups of strangers, it is evident that you lack love to her emotional needs. Such is the marital case between Queen Vashti and her obnoxious king husband. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the scripture says, "Love is kind. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, and it's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs." In all of these characteristics, her husband, King Xerxes, was dishonoring her, did not have emotional connection with her. He was a self-seeking, for he wanted her to display herself before all the nobles and officials. And he kept a record of wrongs because he did threaten divorce. The life and marriage and family therapists and psychologists, Emerson Ingerich's, have a theory called the crazy cycle. And in it, he emphasized that in a marriage, when there's no love and respect, there's a continual conflict that happens. When a wife doesn't feel loved by her husband, she will not display respect. And vice versa, when a husband doesn't feel respected by his wife, he will not show her love. Therefore, the cycle of conflict continues. In our story today, it is evident the wealthy and powerful are not exempt from marital turmoil. Money cannot buy respect. Your actions decide to give respect. In fact, money can exploit the esteem of the other person in the marriage by requesting ridiculous and unacceptable favors from your wife. Just because you are rich and powerful, you begin to play on her. Vashti's husband, we can tell, King Xerxes, had no emotional connection to her. The king exploited Vashti's financial situation, he exploited her fears, and he played on the love she had for him and in order to get her to do unreasonable acts. You know, the king asked a request of her, and when she refused to dance in front of a crowd of sex-craved warrior men, you know, in our day, dancing before an all-male audience is known as the entertainment nightclubs. Money doesn't buy love. It only represents security to a certain extent. And security has no feelings. As a woman of ethical and moral quality, the queen stood her ground, irrespective of wealth and riches that was in her favor. My listeners, this conflict between the two was brewing long before the public outburst. If you are dealing with unsettling disagreements and bottled anger that you're still holding against one another, eventually it will leak out to the public. Handle your marital affairs in private and not in front of others.
Kingdom Mind Ministries.